This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Orioles were off yesterday. Hopefully they flushed 24-2 out of their system. They start a three-game series against the Nationals tonight. First pitch, 6:45. Baltimore baseball tonight is at 5:30. It's the Bone, and our next guest joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. So how hard is it to flush 24-2 out of the system?
Man, I hope that was gone quick. And it was rough, man, to chew on it for an off day, too. Hopefully it's just you chalk it up as an embarrassing game. It certainly was. And these guys can move on, you know. I mean, certainly everybody's got to look in the mirror after that one. And you got to do a little soul searching. And you got to dig a little bit deeper, right, because you don't want that kind of embarrassing ball game. These guys are way too good for that. But it's not going to happen if they don't get pitching. So, pitching has to step up. That's the name of the game. We know that. Even though the Oriole offense is just really inconsistent here in the early going, it's always going to come back to the pitching.
Well, Bordy, Charlie Morton, what the heck do you do there? It's been tough watching him and honestly tough hearing him after losses because he just sounds like a defeated guy right now.
Yeah, it really is hard. And I hope, because they do need him, and I don't want him to walk away. I mean, because we don't have anybody else, to be honest with you. So I hope Charlie Morton can dig a little bit deeper. There's a reason why he's still pitching in the big leagues at 41 years old. Now, and it's not because the 15 million reasons why. It's because he's been able to adapt and adjust throughout his incredibly long career. Now, I'm not saying he's got to completely reinvent himself, but try something different, whether it be, you know, Baker changed his arm angle, and he's filthy right now. I would just experiment because right now what he's doing ain't working. The curveball isn't like it used to be. I like how the fastball, I think he could work with that. You just got to locate, man. And all these guys, nobody's commanding the ball right now. There's just way too many walks. So be more aggressive. Put in the zone. How about go back to old school stuff where you have a sinker and you let your defense do the work? And I think he could do that. Keep it down in the zone and let these young guys run around and make the plays for them. So, listen, I'm not giving up on them. I can't give up on them. We can't give up on them because, literally, there just aren't enough arms in this organization right now. So we got to pull for them to do something somehow to make an adjustment to at least be a little bit more competitive and give this offense somewhat of a chance.
Bordy, scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you that this just isn't a good baseball team? That they're not good. Like, they don't help themselves on the base paths. They don't field the ball well. They don't hit in the clutch. They don't hit well from behind. They don't hit with runners in scoring position. The closer can probably only pitch 3 days a week. It looks like the worst starting rotation in baseball. I don't know, 1 to 10, like, how concerned are you that this isn't even a .500 baseball team?
Oh, boy, man. You know, I'm really concerned, only just because of the pitching. That's it, man. If you don't have pitching, you are done in this league because nobody's going to show any mercy. And I'm telling you, the Orioles, like I said, they're just going to have to hit, man, 6 runs a game. You got to step it up. I know that sounds ridiculous, but, man, oh, man, at least until some reinforcements come back, because that's what I think every team in the East right now is doing, waiting and hoping that they get some arms back and they're able to be a little bit more healthy. Now, that said, you know, Gibson's on the horizon. Just because it's another arm. I'm not saying he is the answer. Listen, when teams are down, somebody's got to step up. Could Dean Kramer be the guy? I don't know. Could Sagano be the guy? They're the two most consistent pitchers we have right now. And, you know, they've got to back it up after what they did. They both looked pretty good their last outings. Back it up now because this could be a long road trip. And they're facing some pretty tough young pitching down in Nat's way. That's for sure.
Talking with Mike Bordick, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. I want to get back to Morton because you can answer a question that we really can't, and that is facing one's athletic mortality. And how hard was it for you to realize it was over? How hard is it for a premier athlete to know it's time to go?
Well, I'm still not admitting that it's over. And if it wasn't for my wife, I'd probably still be playing. Anyway, you know, I think it's hard for all athletes, because what it comes down to, especially if you have a nice skill set and you've been healthy, and Morton has been, it's incredible how well he's taken care of himself. And honestly, the last 4 years have been pretty darn good for a veteran guy, an old guy, oldest guy in baseball, pitched very well for 4 years. Now, I think the Orioles were thinking, they're just plugging in those numbers and saying, he's going to do the same dang thing. Well, Father Time finally caught up with this guy, I think. And it just isn't the same. The curve isn't snapping. He doesn't have the feel for it right now. It's getting hit, and you know, really hard. So, you know, the ability to kind of move and groove, right, shake those, make those adjustments, like I said, is really what it's all about. And so I'm going around about on this question. It comes down to mental toughness at the end. That's it. I don't know that – I think physically they've all had enough repetitions. If they're healthy enough to do it, then it becomes what's in between your ears. Do you have enough fight? Do you have that eye of the – you know what it is? It's the eye of the tiger, dude, really. I know that sounds kind of corny, but you better have it at the major league level, because if you show any weakness and the inability to adapt and adjust and not be able to compete, the game just takes you over and it does not let you up. And I'm afraid – that's what might happen with Morton right now. If he's not mentally in it and not willing to dig deeper and try to find an answer to this, it's just not going to happen. And so I think the mental part of the game is what just pulls guys away. And yeah, it was mental for me too, because I was overcoming the ability, just the aches and pains you have to get through when you get older as a player. It's hard to convince yourself to keep going out there and playing. And that's what happens with most guys. And I don't know. I just feel like Morton's – there's a reason why he kept playing, and I think he's just got to do some soul searching and try to dig as deep as he can to find that youthful fire, you know, and hopefully some of it rubs off from some of these younger guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Bordy, we didn't even plan this. We're going to get into Adley Rutschman during TMI, and Adley is your player spotlight tonight for BBT. And you just look at the raw numbers, 208 batting average, 689 OPS, but some underlying metrics maybe saying that he's gotten some, he's been unlucky. What have you thought of Adley's season thus far?
Well, that's what I think kind of too. And yeah, you know, tonight, Gordy and the Bone, baby, Baltimore baseball
yeah.
tonight. Let's
nice.
Do it, right? Yeah, we're going to talk about some Adley Rutschman a little bit. And I don't know. I don't really dig that deep into the crazy numbers. I do know it looks like his at-bats are a lot better. It looks like he's more patient. He's not swinging and missing. It looks like the young or the Adley Rutschman we saw first half of last year, you know, a year ago, a year and a half ago, where he just feels comfortable at the plate and confident. He's hitting the ball very well. He is unlucky. There's no doubt about it. I think there are a couple guys that have been very unlucky. And I think the worm will turn for Adley Rutschman. It has to turn for Adley Rutschman. And I'm going to give you a little sneak preview of how.
Do it.
Sell it, Bordy.
Do it, Bordy.
Adley Rutschman cannot get himself going. This team will not be a 500 team, period. That's how important Adley Rutschman is to this franchise. This organization needs him to be the centerpiece. He's not going to be Gunner and be an MVP, but he needs to be the captain and the foundation that was so impactful to this organization when he first came up. And he's got to take that, and he's got to run with it. And now is the time to do it and turn this stuff around. This team is waiting for him. The team dissolved last year when Adley Rutschman dissolved.
Yeah.
That's how important he is. I'm telling you, he is that important. He's got to find a way. He's got to find a way to get it going again. He had a great game, couple hits. Let's keep having great at bat.
Love fired up, Bordy.
Nice, Bordy. You got me.
Love fired up,
Bordy. Really counts on him. They do. They look to him. And I think this whole organization does. And when he goes, I think it'll lift everybody up. So that's the way I feel about Adley.
You got me really fired up, Bordy, but I'm not sure that you got me fired up enough to get off of the Nats for plus money tonight with a soft-tossing lefty on the mound and Mitchell Parker. Can the O's hit Mitchell Parker in Nats Park or whatever the hell they call it? Masson Field at Nats Park or whatever they call it.
I think it's Nats Park.
Can they hit him?
That's pretty good, isn't he?
What's that?
He's pretty good.
He's having a really good... every time I watch him pitch, I'm like, why is he not getting his brains beat in? But a lot of times he doesn't get his brains beat in.
No. As a matter of fact, he's got a nice little quality start run, which is something we haven't seen since Eflin, I think. Well, no, Sagano did it the other day.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. I hope this would be great. A great way to kind of get things going on this road trip. You know, the Nats are kind of a scraping and clawing young team, and the Orioles need to try to find a way to put them in their place. And so you're still younger than us. Let's get to work and beat a lefty for once.
There you go. I think they should make up
What's
a t-shirt.
Up with the podcast,
if they win
40.
Tonight, it should be a t-shirt. We beat Mitchell Parker.
Yeah,
I think it starts with a t-shirt.
It's the last Masson Cup.
Or F Lefties t-shirt. Bordy and the Bone tonight at 5:30. It's Baltimore baseball tonight. Bordy, we'll see you in the building in just a little bit.
He's probably already here.
Yeah, are you already
Bordy,
here?
Bordy, you're already prepared. Are you in a closet here somewhere? Are you here? You were here before me today, weren't you?
No. I'll be there in a little bit. Okay. I'll see you guys soon.
I love having Bordy in this building.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
He's always here.
He's here more than the sales staff.
Yeah, yeah.
Some programming people.
He was here like 3 days in a row last week.
He's here like Bordy's ever present here, man.
Ubiquitous.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just expect to see him sitting in the kitchen whenever I walk in there now. What you got cooking today, Bordy?
Coming up next is T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
I got to match Bordy's energy, his fire when talking about
Adley
Rutschman.
No when to stand down, bro.
You look at the numbers, guys. He's right around the Mendoza line. Has he been unlucky? What splits are much different from last year through the first part of this year? We'll get into those next on The Fan.